Good evening, everybody. It's your host, David Schmidt. Producer Jordan Stugler. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, David.
Craig Garman.
What's up, David?
Troy Metzger, what's happening?
Hello, hello.
Back after another week of exciting football action in the NFL.
Great football.
Not as exciting as last week, but
it'll do, I guess. A good week for Browns fans.
It'll do.
Good week for Titans fans.
Mm-hmm. It's nice, like, to get back to football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of, like, all the, you know, extra pricklers.
Oh, you mean, like, swinging a helmet at somebody?
Yeah, like to, you know, for the conversation around the Browns be about football. Yeah.
Yeah, instead of assault charges.
Yeah.
Bengals.
And racial stuff. We'll get into it.
That, too. Do you think he said something?
I don't know.
We'll never know. Yeah. Good thing Mason Rudolph will be irrelevant and completely forgotten about in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Because he's bad. If you get benched playing the Bengals, you're not good.
Let's say, like, what's the last quarterback to be benched during a win?
Mason Rudolph? I mean, it had to be Ryan Fitzpatrick. Someone with Ryan. Mm-hmm. Who was Fitzmagic, the game where he wore the chain and stuff? Didn't he come
Tampa
in that
Bay.
Game? Tampa Bay?
Yeah, actually, because they played...
Was it Winston?
He didn't come in. He started because Winston was suspended.
I'm willing to bet Jameis Winston got benched and Ryan Fitzpatrick won a game. I don't know if we can look that up. We probably can't.
I don't know about mid-game. I don't think so.
I don't know, but you got to be bad.
Yeah.
And you also have to be playing a really bad team, which is the Bengals.
I'm trying to think when the Titans benched Mariota, if we won that game or not.
So that was mid-game when he got benched?
Yeah, he started.
Huh? That could be, too.
So I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Bengals played the Steelers, and they lost, but they continue to lead by 2 games in Tankathon. So at least we're looking good for Joe Burrow. So we'll get into all of that.
Maybe Joe Burrow.
Maybe. Tell you what, Chase Young looked pretty good.
Monster.
But, we think we need a quarterback.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about all that exciting stuff coming up. We'll be right back.
The holiday party season is here, so let Wayne Street Market help you with your party planning. Call them for their famous chicken. They can make you any amount, large or small. Just call them ahead of time at 375-2865 and tell them what you need. Give them a few days' notice for larger orders. And don't forget about their popular vegetable trays, fruit trays, their new sandwich trays, and of course, 3 different sizes of their famous meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. Wayne Street Market can take a lot of the work out of your party planning. Just give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery Music Department will be presenting 2 Christmas concerts, and both concerts are free. The Christmas Band Concert will be held on Sunday, December 8th at 7 p.m. in the middle school auditoria and will feature Christmas music from the 6th grade band, the junior high band, and the high school band. The Christmas Choir Concert will be held the following Sunday, December 15th, and will feature Christmas music from the junior high show choir and the high school show choir. Stop by the middle school auditoria and check out this great Christmas music from our students. Christmas Band Concert on Sunday, December 8th at 7 p.m. Christmas Choir Concert on Sunday, December 15th at 7 p.m. Both shows are free of charge.
back. It is the practice squad. Another week of football. Oh, DJ Jordan.
That's me turning it up and turning it down.
Fire. That's the volume. That's the volume.
Dude,
mixer.
That's how we hit it.
That's the
space bar.
Fresh kid bringing in the beats for like year number two.
Oh.
Thank you for that. Facebook Live's not working tonight, right?
Nope.
Okay, not working. But hey, you can always call us, 937-310-2781, if you wish to discuss football. You can follow us on Twitter, at FR Practice Squad. Anything else we need to plug, guys? Anything we got for sale right now? Or
no.
No. We're always open for advertisers.
Yeah, the Christmas, Fort Recovery Radio Christmas special, I think, is December 18th.
Nice. We better find out that actual date. Yeah, but that's coming up, and that's always a good time.
Yeah.
Where we do good things for the community here at FR Radio. So keep an eye out for that. What do you got, Garmin?
No, I was just going to say, before we get talking about like sports and stuff, I just saw Jordan's tweet about the Reese's. Oh. Do you have a problem with a million different options you have with Reese's?
Yeah, I don't want to speak for you, but I could feel you on that. I was like, that was a great tweet.
Okay, but
I just want the original product, right?
Nah. Yeah, I just wanted...
Nah. It's all good.
The original product's really good.
Billy just walked
so
in here
with everything.
Billy just walked in here with a fast break, and that's...
But, yeah.
But is fast even, break is the only other acceptable...
Dude,
is there even cup. A choice
every
there?
Reese's, yes. Every Reese's cup thing they put out is good.
You got... They have, like, but they have like a fast break bar with Reese's Pieces in it.
But wouldn't you think...
Yeah, it's all the same.
It's like, let's put Reese's Pieces in it.
Yeah,
and it's like a Hershey's, yeah, Hershey's bar.
It's people like, buy it.
Yeah, it's like,
but don't you think stupid. They would have their original product there?
They do.
Where?
What are you talking about?
It was nowhere product. In
that's
there.
White chocolate ones.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
White outline.
At Pagasac. They were there. They were on the other side of the aisle.
Well, there's king size with Reese's cups.
Still,
in.
Just give me a two pack.
You don't go to Pakistan.
It's too full. My tummy's too full.
Dude, Reese's cups are delicious. Are those minis?
Those are regular. They're not minis, but either way, I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's too many
like,
varieties.
You know what Reese's is like? Hey, you know what everyone likes? Chocolate and peanut butter? Let's just jam it all together.
Yeah. Let's keep on putting more chocolate and peanut butter in there.
Reese's are good, but I was with you. I think you need the original choice to be foremost front. Like the.
So you're saying the original Reese's should be their front yes. and everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah. And now you can go to the, you know, the Christmas the, tree
not,
one.
That's
the
not
Christmas
Reese's
tree
problem.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
That's seasonal. But like,
do you like these stuff. Seasonal ones better than the originals? Because I don't.
What seasonal like was there?
Too much
like
peanut butter.
Eggs.
Oh, it's still. It is. It's a little it's thicker than a regular.
Yeah. The chocolate peanut butter ratio is different.
Do you know
texture?
You want to know what's really good? Get the Reese's cup thin,
dude.
S'mores.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
First of all, I think the all time the winner of chocolate peanut butter ratio is the miniature, not the miniature, like the ones that are wrapped in foil.
Yeah,
they're like this big and they're like kind of deep.
The Reese's cup, like
the Reese's cup, like
the
like,
mini one
that are wrapped in like the colorful foil for Christmas.
Yeah,
that's the best Reese's cup you can get.
You get it for Halloween.
Better than the flat thin ones.
Like the peanut butter to chocolate ratio is what you're saying.
Yeah,
yeah,
chocolate.
I agree.
Up on the corners is thick.
Yeah.
You know what the worst is?
They did
the off brand of those. Those are the worst.
Don't even try it. Like, I went to, I think, I don't know which Dairy Queen it was, but they used the off brand Reese's cup.
You went in, you threw it on the ground, you're like, what is this?
Yeah. I demanded to see the manager and wanted my money back.
Where's your candy? Let me see it.
I once went to a Dairy Queen and I asked for a Reese's cup. Blurry or whatever
they
call it,
Blizzard.
And I got chocolate ice cream with chocolate syrup and like a glob of peanut butter on the top. And I've never been more furious in my life.
Were they like just trying to like?
They didn't have. I don't know if they didn't know what it was. They had it on their menu, but they didn't.
They have it on their. I didn't know.
They didn't put any candy in it. They just put chocolate ice cream with chocolate syrup and a glob of peanut butter. I don't know if they were
and
out.
And you didn't where you were like, this is wrong.
Yeah. They're like, sorry. And then
you wanted the Heath bar?
Yeah. I don't remember, but I did that one time and it was miserable. So yeah, any other takes on peanut butter?
No, I just think you guys need to start trying some of the other ones.
All I got to say is
fast break's good.
You're complaining about how the original Reese's ain't front and center. It's not Reese's problem. It's the people that restocked the counter's problem.
Yeah,
and convenience store.
We won't say where Jordan took the picture.
It might be based on sales. It might be based on I don't know. but I
all I know is that there's the fast break bar that has Reese's Pieces in it.
Yeah,
along with the peanut butter.
What is your guys' take on someone who buys just a regular Hershey bar?
Sociopath.
Are they when weird?
They're not making a s'more? Not make just to eat
like
it.
Like someone just walks into a gas station and I'll have this one Hershey's chocolate.
Has anybody ever seen anybody do it?
And you're like, you know, this isn't like Willy Wonka.
Nah. I've never seen anyone buy just a plain chocolate Hershey bar at a gas station.
No. There is a chance if you see someone that does that. Within 5 years, that person's in jail.
Yeah.
For something.
You need to follow them because they're up to no good.
Yeah.
If they don't have graham crackers.
You give the cops that guy's license.
You just stay far away from him until he leaves the store. Then that's when you can check out.
They're like, what's the problem? Like, I don't know, but somewhere down the line, this guy's
going to like, something don't feel right. They should even reject the sale. Like, you can't just buy that. Yeah.
Where's your marshmallows at?
Do you have graham crackers and marshmallows?
Do you want to get milk with this?
Are you crazy?
Are you going to a campfire?
I just like chocolate.
Yeah. You're weird. I wouldn't sell to him. That's a good point.
Like, get out.
Yeah. Just kick him out.
Get out.
They shouldn't even have him for sale by himself. You have to buy like a 3-pack with graham crackers and marshmallows.
Them, yeah.
You have to buy like a combo. You can't just buy straight up chocolate. Because like even like there's way better chocolate choices than just
that's what I'm saying.
Like better quality
like whenever
chocolate.
Whenever they advertise Hershey's, it's with the graham crackers.
Better quality than just Hershey's as chocolate.
Yeah, like I would vote like the, you know, like the Dove, like thick ones above the Hershey bar. That's based on marketing, maybe. Though, because I really have no.
Yeah,
I'm not like a chocolate connoisseur. Yeah, like, I don't like dark chocolate. Like,
that'd be a valid opinion if you're like 85.
Fair enough.
See, all I gotta say is
I feel like I'm
all
85.
The chocolate I eat is either with peanut butter, like nuts, or like nougat or whatever or something.
I think, like, as much as a hard take I have on this, I really can't. Like, I don't really get like candy bars ever. I mean, I will say I tried that one recently because I saw it and I had the opposite reaction of Jordan. I was like, oh my God, look at all this stuff.
See my
oh no.
My wife's totally opposite of me. So like Valentine's Day or something, I don't know, our work will get us like big Hershey chocolate, like the big ones, whatever. And they either just get the regular milk chocolate or they get the ones with almonds. And I'm like, I'd take the ones with almonds.
Because you want something in your chocolate.
I like the almonds.
I need a crunch.
And my wife yells at me all the time. She's like, why do you get the ones with almonds? I hate them. And I was like, you just like regular chocolate? And I was like, you're weird.
There's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something wrong with Lance.
She's the one.
What's your take on dark chocolate?
Hate not
it.
A fan.
Hate it.
Screw it.
It's good for your heart.
My wife.
Whatever.
Tori loves dark chocolate. Like,
I can't.
She will eat dark chocolate all the time. I can't. I need I need the extra sugar.
Like, I feel like Tori will just eat the healthiest type of candy ever.
I mean, she doesn't really. I mean, she doesn't eat that much candy. Yeah.
No,
I eat candy all the time. Viv has a giant candy drawer that I hit every day. I ate like 300 gram bars today. And like, I don't know, been eating like Starburst, a couple Milky Ways. You know, the usual.
I just want to say, like, this is a great, like, just reason. Like, what we're doing right now says so much about what the state of the Bengals.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather keep talking about Reese's.
We were talking yesterday, like after they lost. I was like, Garner, I don't feel anything anymore.
I don't know if this is a word, but I feel like I've become sociopathic. Like, when the game ends and they lose, like, I feel nothing.
Okay, now do that for, like, 3 years, and then you'll be where the Browns were.
Like, yeah. They were driving, and, like, Tyler Boyd made this crucial fumble. And, like, if they would have not fumbled, they would have had a chance to go up with, like, a minute left. And we're both kind of like, man, whatever.
Like, I'm excited to watch them already because I have no reaction to whenever there's a horrible play, like Brian Finley fumbled the ball like 27 times.
So bad.
And like, if I was like on a lie detector and they could measure the pulse of my heart, it would be like, they're like, this man,
it didn't matter.
Put him in jail because he's a sociopath.
It didn't matter at all to watch Ryan Finley just struggle to throw the ball 5 to 10 yards.
Oh, look at that. He got hit again.
Yeah.
Was that the ball?
His deep balls were like so bad. They floated. They didn't get there.
Like Tyler Boyd's touchdown catch, but his deep 40-yard catch was one of the best catches I've seen him have all year.
That's pretty good.
Because it was so far underthrown. He was getting pass interfered with, and he had to only catch
it. Is that the one that was really wobbly? Was that the one?
Yeah. He had to like go up one hand and like pin it and just be like a man.
So Ryan Finley is not good.
I think the worst season I can remember for the Bengals was a 2-14 season.
Yeah, that was.
Is that the worst season the last ever since you guys can remember?
That was a T.O. and Chad year. Was that 2-14?
No, that was 4-12. The 2-14 year was like the year before we drafted Carson Palmer.
Yeah,
okay. And at least then we had Corey Dillon to watch.
Yeah,
that was this my our seventh grade year.
Dude, is that the game we went to, the Colts game?
I think so.
With your dad and
yeah.
I went to a game where they played the Titans and they didn't have challenges yet.
I always
remember fans were throwing beer bombs.
I always remember that game that we went to with your dad because that song POD with Boys from the South.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Or Boom Boom or something. I don't know what it was called.
Here Comes the Boom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that song. Ready or Not. Here comes the Boys from the South.
Dude, POD.
And wow. Like, they're in the AFC South.
We are.
They would show like Peyton like throwing it to Reggie Wayne and Marvin and then Boys from the South.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, that's cool because POD.
They're not even from the South.
And this is like 2004.
They're like directly
that's
parallel.
What they said, though. They had that song, Click, Click, Boom.
Click, Click, Boom.
And then the High Flying Colts with Marvin Harrison.
You know, like when I get home, so I'm going to like throw on some POD and be like,
yeah,
I don't like this, but I remember it.
Yeah. There's no reason to ever like it. But yeah, that's what I remember from that game. And Corey Dillon had a good game. But yeah, they were 2-3. That was a bad year.
This is one of the, I think it's
the old RCA Dome.
Is it the worst start in Bengals history now?
Yes, 0-11.
Yes.
So is a, and
I was being you guys were advocate, 0-9,
I don't have an
worst.
Opinion. I have an opinion, but I think it's not very hard line. Can you go 0-16 and keep your job if you're Zach Taylor?
Yes.
Is he just, is it like, just because, why? Because we have a crappy roster,
well,
bad
because,
injuries.
Like, I keep saying I don't think you can properly. I mean, maybe
like is it his fault?
I just think you can't properly evaluate anything.
Yeah,
like it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, if he had like no injuries, you know, and everything, then you'd be like, oh, I don't know if he's.
Cordy
if he's
Glenn
the guy.
Started his first game this week, and he was on concussion protocol since the third preseason game.
But then he got accused.
I know there was a whole lot of stuff going on.
He got accused of like not being tough enough. And
and
he wanted traded, and then they didn't.
There was all that, but no, I think that the real evaluation is next season, so and especially with our track record of coaches.
Yeah,
we hang on to them.
Unless you were like dedicated to an actual full rebuild, and for some reason you're like, do we trust our next franchise quarterback with this? With Zach, what's the last name?
Taylor.
If you're like, yes, I mean, if you can't just automatically give it to him, if for some reason you're like even doubting, I would maybe cut ties.
Yeah.
And because you don't want to like then extend a whole another year because then you got a new quarterback.
I feel like you guys got to give him like two more years to kind of like legitimately give him a shot.
My mind, I think we went in going to the season knowing this was like a transition kind of period where a lot of these guys who are on the team now are probably a handful won't be on the team next year. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these guys that like I'll like in the quote unquote Dalton era, like we're transitioning out of that. So that's why I'm like, it'd be weird to have a coach like fire him and then not. I mean, I don't know. We never really get a chance to see what he can really do, I guess. I mean, it's just, it's been a crapshoot this whole year.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think, like, I'm trying to think of first-year head coaches, the Dolphins coach. So I don't know if, would you consider the Bengals roster more talented than Miami?
I mean, if everyone's healthy, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know. I think it might
actually
be quarter.
Not even with the guys we have now.
It might be quarterback play, but, like, they've won, what, two games?
I'd say your receiving core is much more talented.
Washington, they've won two. Would you say they're more talented than the Bengals?
I don't think so. Not across the board.
So I'm wondering, like, and maybe they end up.
Like, I'm not saying
fire their coach.
I'm not saying it's a huge leap.
They did
bounds.
Fire them already, didn't they? Gurdon. They fired him. And then I'm trying to think of the worst teams. The Jets, Adam Gase. They've won three or two or four. No, they've won like four or five.
I think they won four now.
Four or five. But they also had Mono Darnold for.
Right.
And they pretty much already committed to Gase next year.
Well, I think the Jets are better than.
And they're playing pretty decent now. So I don't know. I'm just trying to bring it up.
I think it's
in the NFL. I think each team has enough talent to win some games.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if they go 0-16, like, does that show that?
Yeah, but they're not.
Didn't have enough to win one game. Like, come on.
Yeah, but
they might.
But we're not 0-16
yet. Yeah, they might.
And then my part of my whole thing too is like, I don't know. I just think. as far as talking about like Zach Taylor getting his system in, it's like he said all the right things coming in about Andy, how, you know, he like coached against him, watched all the film and stuff. He said all the right stuff about wanting him, but he clearly, like, from everything we've heard, it'd be close to, like, and I don't know, but everyone talks about close to, like, what the Rams' style of offense is. So my thing is, like, let him get his quarterback in there. Hopefully AJ's there next year, then Boyd and Ross, not even Ross, I mean, Ross be there.
At this point, Ross is like,
Tate, Erickson, whatever, I don't care. It's just like, I want to see a season where we're not like just completely riddled with injuries and we're just waiting for the next season, which I feel like that's what this is right now.
Yeah.
Not to say at some point next season might not be the same thing, but if we come out completely healthy with everybody and it still ends up like this, then I'll be more frustrated. But like right now, it's like if they really thought they had a chance to win games, like wouldn't AJ Green probably be out there?
Probably. And do you think, what percentage do you think that does with contract too? If he is like
I think it's a lot more than what
sure
people want to say. But
I still laugh at like all the early season. Like he should be ready by week four.
Yeah,
like it was everything was like
which that
he
was,
might play week two.
Well, to be fair, all that was really misreported because AJ came out like after week two and was like, I don't have any intention of being back till maybe week eight.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know where everyone's getting this 2 to 4 weeks from.
I don't know, but that's what they kept saying.
Right.
And everything was like, oh, he'll be back by week four.
What I feel with AJ Green is that he is going to make sure that he's fully healthy before he goes on there because you don't want to re-injure it.
Right.
But then with his whole contract, I think now than like how you guys are playing, I think he's just kind of like, I could probably just wait another week.
He's not playing.
I could probably just wait another week.
I think he's got to know that that's going to somewhat affect his contract stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they'll be like, we're willing to pay him, but he's got to realize that, you know, him not playing this season is going to affect that a little bit.
I can see it not happening.
Them not signing him? Yeah. I can't. It's trending that way. We have only done that like one time to a player.
Yeah, I agree.
But like, I can almost see you guys.
I don't see the Browns like shelling out top shelf money for a player that hasn't played this year.
I can almost see offering him a contract.
It's not just any player, though.
I agree.
I can see you guys offering a contract and he doesn't take it. They're pretty strict business.
I mean,
they are pretty strict, but they're also notoriously loyal.
They are, but we haven't seen this. This
I understand
example.
This is different. It's different.
That, like, a player that hasn't played in a whole year, that has had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years, that wants top dollar for the wide receiver market, I just don't see him meeting in the middle. I think AJ Green will go, you either pay me like a top guy, or I'll go play somewhere else. The Bengals will be like, you didn't play last year. You're injury prone. We'll play you this. And he's going to go, I'll go somewhere else.
Someone else
will shell out money. And he'll go somewhere else.
The main thing is, I'm not even sure if it's the dollar amount. Like, obviously, it is the dollar amount, but from what I've been hearing, it's the years.
It's something. It's not going to get done.
He's going to want a 3 to 4 year contract.
He's going to want long term. Yeah. He's going to want higher echelon money, and it's not going to happen, but someone will pay it.
Is it at all about winning?
Does he care?
I mean, does he care about being on a winner?
I think he needs to be on a winner in the Hall of Fame.
You know, yeah.
I don't know. He has been like ridiculously loyal, and I don't almost at this point I don't know why to the Bengals. Like I don't know if it is about winning.
For true, him,
I think he's like I've said before. He has constantly mentioned Larry Fitzgerald, and he's also said many times that the Bengals were the team that took me, and he's like, I respect that, and I respect this organization. And I know every single person out there in the media is like, why would he want to stay? I'm like, well, guess what? You're not AJ Green.
Yeah, you know? I think he's not a big personality either.
No, he's not. He's kind of a different breed.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's not like he doesn't want to win, but I think he might be more loyal than trying to go ring chasing.
I just think it's not going to be. I could be completely wrong. I'm wrong all the time. But I could see it, like, not. Just dragging on, being kind of weird. And you see some quotes out of AJ the last couple of weeks where he was like, you know, if they don't want to pay me here or go somewhere else. Like, stuff you never hear. So I'm wondering if stuff's going on behind the scenes that's not working out.
Yeah, but he's even said himself he has no idea what's going on. He says between his agent and the team.
The offseason we'll see, like, the Tennessee Titans pay.
I think that's. I mean, if your agent knows, you know. I mean, that's just a deflect.
That's deflect. possible. All I know, if there was a prop bet right now, I'd put $100 on him to stay.
Well, there probably is. So we could probably find that. Then we could force you.
Then you have to do it.
I will 100% do that.
So, yeah. I just think they have a long way to go. They need a lot of really good draft.
There's a ton.
Yeah. They need to have a really good draft. I'm excited that there's a good chance. Watch Andy Dalton, like, really anger the rest of Bengals fans. Like, on his last time going out, he's going to, like, go on a 4-game winning streak.
Yeah, I didn't want...
play amazing.
I wanted Ryan Finley.
Yeah. I kind of want Ryan Finley the rest of the year, too.
Yeah.
Because I could just see Andy coming in and, like, winning 4 games. And then we get pick number 6, and we don't get anyone we want.
I wouldn't worry about the Redskins. I would just worry about the Dolphins. Well, and also,
there's
Redskins probably won't take quarterback.
There's absolutely
unless they
no
could always trade down, too.
We can win 4 wins.
What's that?
There's absolutely no chance we get 4 wins. We have to play New England at least once.
Okay, so there's 5 games. Twice. 5 games left. We play the Browns twice. I know we play New England. We play the Jets this week and somebody else.
Probably another divisional game.
Baltimore?
Ravens? No.
Yeah.
Baltimore. No, we're not beating them.
No.
We're not beating the Ravens. We're not beating... Well, what if they sit Lamar?
Depends on when
you play him.
And I don't think it's last week.
We play Lamar the last week.
Don't we play you the last week?
Yeah, you guys played Browns last week, I think.
I don't know.
Oh, wait.
I don't know what point in the season.
I'll look it up real quick.
I don't think we'll beat the Browns either time.
It's, we got Jets, Browns, Patriots, Dolphins, Bengals.
So really?
Browns.
Browns.
Say that again.
Jets.
Yeah. Okay, so what, I would say loss.
Yeah. Browns.
Loss.
New England.
Loss.
Dolphins.
Up in the air.
You guys Browns. Are done with the Ravens.
Yeah. We're done with the Ravens.
Browns. Ravens, so Steelers less.
We have a chance at one win. That's probably it. Unless, like, Dalton plays out of
the
line.
You really don't know. Well, I mean, you don't know about the Patriots because they, well, I guess Buffalo's right behind them.
Yeah,
too,
they're
so
not that.
They'll probably that'll
you'll
be,
sneak out.
I would
win
bet
somewhere.
That's the last week they play their starters. It's the second to last.
Yeah,
how upset will you be?
Because if they win out, then they'll probably clinch the division.
I'll be really upset. 2 weeks after that, I bet they start. They'll sit their place.
Yeah.
The worst would be
that's why
you beating us the last week for the Titans to get in.
And the thing is, the Browns will have to play. All throughout the whole.
That would be the best win possible thing that could happen. We'll beat the Dolphins. I truly believe that
on an Alex Erickson 80-yard touchdown.
If the Browns have a chance to make the playoffs, win or get in, and we beat them, oh my god, that would make this entire season worth it.
It's also
going to
be the worst loss for you.
It would make the entire season worth it.
So I don't know. Andy's going to come back. Redemption tour. He's going to.
It seems like everyone's happy. It seems like everyone's happy with it.
Yeah,
the players, like Joe Mixon's been pretty vocal.
I think they saw Ryan Finley and they're like, "Wow,
yeah, he looks like a dork.
You're bad."
Boyd was pretty irritated with him from the last week for missing him at the end of the game.
Was he
when he took the shot at Damian Willis instead? He was wide
Did
open.
Did you see the deep ball he threw to? It was a double move. Was it to Erickson?
He threw it out of bounds.
Erickson was wide open running down the sideline.
It was a touchdown.
Like he throws it out of bounds.
Like, and this is an absurd statement, but if you stuck me out there and no one was rushing at me, I could make that throw probably. I'd have a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, I mean, the goodest chances Ryan Finley had.
Yep.
But it was pathetic. And he just got so flustered and fumbled a million times, and the ball just comes out weak.
You know who makes that throw?
Herbert.
Joe Burrow.
Herbert. Joey Burrow.
Herbert.
You're going to die on this Herbert train, and then when we take him next year, you're never going to let me forget it.
No, because you know what's going to happen? I win either way.
Yeah.
Because I'll be happy if they take Joe Burrow.
Okay, so
well, you won't win if they take Justin Herbert and he sucks.
Yeah, he could suck too.
Yeah, that's not.
He might have a higher, a higher ceiling.
See, it's like I've told you.
But a lower floor.
This is my...
I feel like Burrow just going to be good.
This is my opinion.
Or he
that
just
when
be
the
really
season,
good.
When the college football season ends, Joe Burrow will be the number one on almost everyone's boards. But when those guys are thrown against air in shorts, everyone's going to be like, wow, Herbert can really...
So why do you want that guy? Because it never works out.
No.
Those people who like make up like space or make...
Do you think Josh Allen worked out?
No.
I feel like Josh Allen is...
I think he's still a question mark.
I think Josh Allen was the workout warrior guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's been one of the better ones.
Yeah.
But, like, there's been a lot of bad ones.
Yes.
I guess.
No, but see, well, I still think that, like, just because, like, I mean, what you're saying, why would I like the guy who's got the better arm and throws better?
Not in games. He has a lower completion percentage, probably lower yards.
Joe throws better.
And another thing, he does make better throws because we talk about Joe Goodberry all the time.
Are you saying, like, he's wide Joe open?
But Josh, like, because we talk about, like, Herbert has made throws that Joe Burrow can't make.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Some of those, like, deep 15-yard outs where you're like, there's only a handful of guys who can make that throw. And I'm not, and none of this, like I said, it's a win-win either way because I'll be happy either way. But Herbert has, he has probably played a little, he's probably played worse than Burrow this year. But
he's
also been in games where he's had to come back from multiple scores down. I've watched him come back like from adversity.
Yeah.
Where Joe Burrow just torches everybody.
It's not, you can't hold that against him.
I'm not going to hold him against him.
Don't hold against him, dude.
I'm just saying.
Maybe Burrow's played, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe Burrow's played better competition too.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that.
Pac-12 is pretty bad.
Another thing that, like, you know,
plus he's an Ohio kid. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I
I'm talking myself into Burrow.
Yeah.
But I think there's an outside shot that Tua could still be it.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm saying, like, if he gets back healthy and he's at the combine showing out, there's a chance that they still take him.
I don't know if he'll be able to. He won't do anything.
No.
So he's. How far is he going to fall?
What?
How far is he?
I don't know.
I don't think he falls out.
How far is he going to fall?
He's going to be late first round.
Kuiper
was saying
it's going to be like the Patriots.
He'll fall late in the first.
Would you want the Titans to get him?
We're not going to take him first round. If he falls in the second round, then
you wouldn't take him first
round? You might take him first round. If you're, like, picking 20-something.
And you get Tua?
Yeah.
Jordan, do you know how
far in the first round it takes? Would you rather have Tannehill next year or Tua?
For those fifth-year options?
All first round.
All first round?
Yeah. That's why, like, you trade up to get Lamar to get that fifth-year option.
Okay. That's what Kuiper was saying. He thinks that someone will trade it back into the first round.
Yeah. Oh, to get that
to get to a, for that.
Because he might be like a medical redshirt the first year.
Probably.
Because, the combine.
I mean, they said he won't be able to play right away.
The combine's
They
said it's going to be 10 months before you can actually, like, practice.
What time of the year is combine?
March. February, March. Now it's beginning of March.
There's no way that.
No.
So they won't take him. They'll take Burrow. They need someone to play next year.
Yeah, and you don't want to put a number one pick on someone that you don't watch work out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And can't play for a year.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough to do. If it's a quarterback.
That's like, who was the tackle? Ogunjobi. Obwehi, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he not do anything because he tore his ACL?
Yeah. But our line coach said he was the greatest prospect he'd ever seen.
And that's also against SEC play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So maybe that's overrated. I don't know.
I don't know if it is. It's hard to say because he probably played against a lot of first-rounders on that Alabama defense.
But Burrow's stats this year, and maybe it's their offense, but, I mean, he's, like, completing 73% of his passes.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Like, it's his jump this year is, like, insane.
And I think he could be, like, a cool personality. Like, a good, fun dude that's, like, fun to watch play.
He's racist. You see all his tweets that came out.
No, did he have some racist tweets?
Yeah. He's falling down.
There, he does. Like, it would be interesting to see, like, a fun quarterback.
Yeah. Someone that doesn't say, like, let's make win. Like,
not a redhead.
Let's make plays on three guys. Let's go. Yeah. One, two, three.
Let's play together. Guys, we win this game today, and we win.
Yeah. We score more points than they do, we'll win the game. Team on three.
It's sad, too. And maybe it's not sad, but Andy Dalton's legacy is, like, not. I mean, he was a good quarterback.
That's the Bengals' fault, having him break out huddles. If you don't get people hyped, why don't you find a hype man? Yeah. I mean, I don't care if he's, like, the four-string freaking punt returner or whatever.
I've always thought an unlikely hype man was Drew Brees.
Dude, Drew Brees is good.
Oh, yeah.
And like, he looks like an, like, looking at him, he looks like an Andy Dalton type.
See, but that's what I'm saying. But, like, he's not.
He, like, does all the cool stuff, that's, and everyone's like, yeah.
That's what I like about a little bit more, I would say, Joe Burrow than Herbert from what I've seen.
Joe Burrow's got more swag.
Yeah, he's got.
Not just like that swag, but there's like.
The teammates like him.
The passion.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Burrow, like, everything I've heard from him, like, that dude lives and breathes football.
I think
and
that that's matters, what, like, too.
And I'm not saying that Herbert doesn't. I think
Baker Mayfield has
Burrow
that.
Is, like, what? In your face. That,
yeah.
Swag.
I think that is important.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, like, I think so. The confidence is what I like about Baker. Like, that's one of his. That's
well, like, the bit, like, the. I don't want to say coolest thing, but the one thing, you know, when everyone, like, coaches or, like, what makes Baker different, it'd be, like, his ability to connect with, like, everyone in the locker room.
Yeah.
And, like, whether it's the linemen or defensive players, he just knew how to, like, read a locker room and, like, connect with everybody and, like, totally just, like, take over and change the locker room, which I think that's why we pretty much drafted him.
Yeah, and I know I get on him for, like, he gets flustered and says dumb things from time to time, but... With Baker Mayfield, I truly believe he thinks that no matter who he's playing against, no matter what team he has, he's like, I'm going to win this game. And I don't think Andy Dalton thinks that every time he goes out onto the field.
And
I think Joe Burrow thinks that.
I don't think Andy Dalton realistically can.
Like, I bet Andy Dalton's like, boy, I sure hope I can. Like, Baker's going to walk out there like, yo, it's going to happen.
I'm going to give him my all today.
Yep. I'll give him my best, and whatever happens, happens.
I mean, he's a top, what, three quarterback in Bengals history, Andy Dalton, if not
yes, he
higher.
Yes, he will be. He'll
Boomer Carson?
Boomer Carson.
No, Dalton, he's way, like, Carson.
Carson didn't have that much.
It's going to be Kenny Anderson.
It's probably Anderson, Boomer, Dalton, Palmer.
Like, those three, like, Dalton is in the top three of every...
Is he the leading passer?
He's the leading touchdown, and he's probably close to leading passer.
Yeah.
He played, like, half the amount of games that Kenny Anderson did.
Different game back then.
It goes to show you because his... People talk about how Kenny Anderson's a borderline Hall of Famer, and him and Dalton's numbers are almost exactly the same with half the amount of seasons played.
So my point was it's just kind of crappy, I mean...
Well, forever he will be in our records.
Because there were some good moments over the last... 10 years.
Like, I'm slowly kind of talked to myself
it's been 10 years
to Joe Burrow over here, but I still like my Herbert.
So
I like the way he looks.
I'm not crapping. Marcus Mariota yet? Philly?
Will you be offended? I mean,
why are you going to crap on him?
Well, like, I just never. He just didn't seem to ever like either. He didn't have that sway.
He didn't like playing football.
Yeah, I don't know. He just never seemed exciting. And I think that's, again, this is me never watching Justin Herbert. But
outside of like him playing football, like, yeah, he was a very boring guy. Like, he never went out. He just,
Do you think his teammates liked him?
I think so.
Yeah. He was a great.
He was their designated driver.
Yeah. He was a great locker room guy. Like, they always talked about, everybody was like, oh, he just never shows any, like fire underneath him, whatever, and like, well, you don't know him.
Well, then that's also stuff we don't
see. Obviously, you don't see him during practice or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So everything I always heard, whatever, like, through other players, they always said, like, he's a great, like, he shows passion, he shows the fire, whatever. It's just not every time, just... certain times.
See, and that also kind of goes back on.
They gotta say that. I mean, that's a
good... Yeah. Well, gotta say that, I guess, but, like, that also goes to show we don't see what their practices are like, what the locker room's like, because we've been making fun of Andy Dalton here for a little bit on his leadership skills, but everybody was pissed when he got benched, and everyone is stoked now that he's back, so they must like him a little bit in the locker room.
Yeah. I'm ready for something different, and thank God it's not going to be Ryan Finley.
Like, we're going to be... Like,
you guys are going to be jacked for the draft.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to take that Friday off. I'm going to have fun.
You know, the awesome thing, too, and I was telling you yesterday, is we also got the 33rd pick.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome, too. Because you can get so many good players at 33.
So,
You could trade down, trade up, whatever. This will be the highest we've drafted in a long time. Well, since probably AJ Green.
What's going to happen is...
It's always been 16 to 22.
Like, yeah. We can't really screw up that
first
pick.
You guys got the 33rd pick?
He had 10.
Well, right? Don't you forget the first pick of the second round, right? Yeah, 33rd.
We haven't traded anything.
Everybody trades up on the 33rd pick to get back in the first round. You guys are taking two.
Not the Browns. Browns didn't take
that.
Chase Young, get Tua.
What's going to be great is we're not going to really mess up that first pick.
It'd be hard to.
It'd be hard to mess up that first pick. And then
we could take Justin Herbert.
We'll probably take a tackle with that 33rd pick who slipped out of the first round. And then for like 2 days, people are going to be like, wow, the Bengals, they just look, they're so smart right now. Like, it's going to be great for
then
like.
The tackle gets hurt first week.
It'll be like two no-brainer picks.
Yeah.
That
and
like,
people be like, wow, Bengals.
Wow, I tell you what, they and it's like
basically they nailed it.
The simplest options for them.
Let's take the number one player at needs.
Well, I tell you what, I'm Mel Kiper. I'm going to give Bengals an A right now. This looks great for them. I think that Zach Taylor's really going to have an offense next year.
Yeah, and they'll have some healthy players again next year, maybe. I want to see what Jonah Williams can do. I mean, it's just this season sucked.
Well, it's like
Redmond's
me
out,
and Philly
right?
were talking about on Saturday.
Alex Redmond can leave. I mean, whatever.
Me and Philly were talking about Saturday. If Jonah Williams comes back, and if we draft another tackle, or if Cordy Glenn stays, you can hide your guards a little bit.
Yeah.
Because then Hopkins,
we might be
Hopkins
six
is good. Hopkins
that's
is good.
Why we traded Zeitler.
Because you can, if you have two good tackles, you can make your guards that are average at best look
I give Cordy Glenn a 15% chance to be on the team next year.
And I also think Michael Jordan takes a leap.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And Billy Price is cut.
Who's your center?
Trey Hopkins.
Okay.
He's
pretty good.
Who was like undrafted, and he's probably one of the best created.
Yeah.
Centers.
One of the better ones for sure.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Billy Price. Well, I guess you got to kind of keep him
on
the team.
And that sucks.
But.
And maybe he could. Maybe they'll keep him as like a backup or something. But
it's possible.
I think we talked Sunday. He's a bust. I think he's a bust.
Yeah, he is.
I think he's a bust.
That's a bummer.
I think he's a system center, you know?
Yeah, Ohio State. I mean,
I don't know if that's a thing with centers.
He struggled
with snaps. I know that.
Now we've gone long on the Bengals, but it's been one of those years. So
it's amazing how we can still talk about them.
Give any percent chance to them taking Chase Young?
Not unless something significant happens, like in terms of
2%.
Yeah. I would say Joey Burrow is probably your clear cut, like. Probably like 65-70%. Then Herbert would be the other guy to fill in. Then I'd say like 5% would be Chase Young.
The Buckeyes go to the national championship win, and from now until then, Chase Young has like 11 sacks, touchdowns, like just lights the world on fire, then maybe.
What will you do if in the offseason they draft Chase Young and then they're like, we're going to pick up Andy Dalton's option and we're going to go with Dalton again?
I'll be like...
I mean, it wouldn't be like the worst thing.
That's
of all
what
time.
I mean. I'm thinking that's a.
It wouldn't be.
I don't think that's what they're going to do.
Just because you see an impact of, like Nick Bosa's even having. Like it does like change your defense to have somebody like that. But yes.
I'm just thinking today because I was just thinking I was like they could take Chase Young and then Dalton still has an option even though it's crazy expensive.
It is, but it's still that would definitely be the
and
last
then they
year.
Take,
they would have to restructure
and then they take Tua with their second pick.
I don't think I would hate that. In that situation, I don't think I would hate that.
And so, Tua wouldn't fall that far.
They would have to trade back in.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Which would also be...
Unless Tua's injury is like...
Really
not going to play for 2 years.
But like David said that you guys got the 33rd pick. And when people have the 33rd pick, they're always like, oh, we'll just trade in, get back in, get our...
Not if your quarterback's
there. Yeah, but... That's what I'm saying.
So I'm just saying
that. So they could get... If Tua's injury is not as bad, or like if his healing goes... You know, per se, whatever, he's going to be back, he's going to be healthy, blah, 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 and everything's going to be all right, then I can see that possibly happen.
If we're terrible next year, again, and Tua's damage are good, so then you still got Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence in the next draft.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right now I'm taking Justin Fields. But that scenario you just laid would be the only scenario in which I would be happy they took Tua, and I would be okay with them re-signing Dalton.
And they get Chase Young.
Because those would be really, that would be nice picks.
He's good.
Chase Young?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I can't believe we've had Joey Bosa, who I child. That's the best defense end we had. And then we had Nick Bosa, and he's pretty good.
He's really good.
And then we had Chase Young, and like, this guy's like the best defense player ever.
And he's kind of like the predator, too.
Ben Aftra had a tweet, is he the most talented Ohio State player of all time?
Probably is in the top.
I would say so. Yeah.
I mean, and
Eddie George.
When you have Eddie George and
it depends
Griffin.
Depends what kind of era you grow up in. But like, I'm sure the older people will probably say, "Oh, Eddie George," and you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be one of the best defensive line prospects since Big Daddy Wilkinson and the Bengals took him, he was a bust.
Defensive end prospect?
Making a list, because the Buckeyes have been around
Clowney
for a long time, I would say he's definitely
the Mario Williams.
Buckeyes of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the best defensive end prospect.
Could you put him in the
Miles Ring Garrett of Honor? Was up there.
Miles Garrett, yep. What's that?
Could you put him in the Ring of Honor if he doesn't win a Heisman? I guess it's only Heisman.
For Ohio State?
Yeah, I guess it's just
Heisman. I bet they wouldn't. He's only played... Well, how many years has he played?
This is his third year.
But you have to admit, it is kind of crazy.
He's a true sophomore.
True sophomore is third year?
Yeah. No, sorry, true junior.
Sorry. I'm not a big Ohio State guy, but was he amazing last year?
Yeah, he had 11 sacks last year.
So that's really good. And did he play as a freshman?
Yeah, and he probably had like 8 or 9
sacks. So he's always been good.
Yeah, he's always been good.
But this year, he's just even bigger and better.
I mean, how often do you see...
Like, how old is Chase Young?
He looks like he's 12. 20. But how often do you see defensive linemen just thinking, like, legit, like, have Heisman odds? Like,
the last one I can remember was Sue.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll get an invite?
Yes. Out of respect, I bet they do.
Really?
He won't win, but I bet they invite him.
There's no chance he'll win, but...
Who are the invites this year?
It'll be Burrow. Fields.
What'd you say?
Hurts.
Yeah, I don't like Hurts.
I don't like Hurts either. It'll be Burrow, Field, Hurts.
Tua can't go.
Young.
No.
They only do four, don't they?
That running back?
Yeah, there won't be more than four.
Taylor, maybe.
No, that running back from Oklahoma State, he's higher than Taylor.
Is it Sanders?
No,
Saunders or something.
No, it's I'll have to look at it. His first name or second name starts with like a C or something like that.
That suspension for Chase Young puts him at a disadvantage.
Yeah, because he made
some ground.
An extra like 3 sacks, at least.
So I wonder if that...
I don't know if he's from Oklahoma State, but there's a running back that's not Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah.
Anyway. Should we get a break, Jordan?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. We will be back after our long talk for the Bengals. We'll be back to talk about the Browns' victory yesterday over the Miami Dolphins. We'll be right back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. On Saturday, November 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we want to celebrate Small Business Saturday with you. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will have an assortment of sales, plus everyone will receive a $5 gift certificate for every $25 spent during the Small Business Saturday at Kalp Pharmacy. Mark your calendars for November 30th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and get ready to shop small with us. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Lady Indians started their season off with a victory at Crestview last Friday night. The guys will start their season this Friday as they host the St. Mary's Rough Riders. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game with Rob Weaver and Brian Patch. Then on Saturday, the girls will be back in action, hosting Wapakoneta with the JV game starting at noon. We'll again simulcast Rob and Brian's coverage of the varsity game. The basketball season is in full swing with both the boys and the girls playing at home this weekend. Boys versus St. Mary's on Friday, girls host Wapakoneta on Saturday. Get up to Forsyth Fieldhouse and cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
He was
Zuba Pope.
Call Mike Johnson on the low. The Browns played. They played the Miami Dolphins and Ryan Fitzmagic.
Played a college team.
And who's the guy that got arrested a bunch of times?
Huh? Mark Walton.
Mark Walton. He didn't play.
No, they cut him. Yeah,
he's suspended for PED.
They waived him.
And they dropped him,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Last week.
It's one of those guys.
He's such an idiot.
Where it's like,
no, he's good.
He keeps getting opportunities and he's like, I don't care. Just like Antonio Callaway.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Waste Which is talent. A good segue to the Browns.
There's so many of them out there, though.
Tell us about the Browns game yesterday, Jordan.
Start off hot. So it was like the first game where it seemed like, okay, this is the team we should have been like all year, right? Like,
you were 21-0 in like, what, 10 minutes?
It's like if only you could play every week.
It's 28-3 at half, but Jarvis had two touchdowns. Odell had 35-yard touchdown. Chubb's almost leading the league in rushing. I think he's like,
he's got to be
10 yards behind Christian McCaffrey.
In fantasy, like, he gets me so many points just off his yardage. Like, I know he scored, but I had so many fantasy points for him just from his yardage.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Good for you.
I think he has 1,200 yards, 1,100 something yards on the year.
I will look it up.
It's like 1,100.
Got his first touchdown. Overall, I mean, I because offensively, I think we look good. Defensively, I think Refine's kind of hard to judge against someone like Miami. Baker looks good. Three touchdowns. So now in the year, I think he has... I was looking at his stats, like game-by-game breakdown. I mean, he's not had a good year. But it's not like the worst year of all time. Like, a lot of people are like...
Does he still have more interceptions and touchdowns?
No, 14 to 12.
Okay.
But like six of those came in two games where... You know, like three of those came on back-to-back drives for the Titans. And then he had another bad game against Seahawks, maybe, where he had three picks. But overall, outside of those games, I think the last 5 weeks he has a top three QBR. So I think it obviously helps to play not as good teams. So I think we, one, just underestimated the beginning of our schedule being... as hard as it was going to be, and we probably weren't ready. So that's some of it. But you know, we're on the outside looking in. 5-6. Got the Steelers next week. They are 6-5.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They should have lost to the Bengals.
So I think we have.
How are they in the wild card spot?
Their defense.
Yeah, their defense is good.
I know, but like they're beating out three other teams that are 6-5.
Oh, you mean tiebreakers? It's probably like AFC conference record.
It's kind of weird.
But so, you know, I think we have a decent track. We just can't shoot ourselves to.
What are their chances of making the playoffs?
They're better than the Raiders right now. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual percentage is. It's like 20% maybe?
So.
The Raiders are like 18%.
What's their remaining schedule?
We have Steelers.
Win.
Easy.
What? Win. Oh, win. I just said win. Steelers, Bengals.
Win.
Cardinals.
That could be interesting.
It could be an interesting game.
Probably a win. They'll be favored.
That could
be a
shootout. Then Ravens and then Bengals.
That could be a fun game.
Biggest game is the Ravens.
Yeah. Well, the biggest game right now we have to beat.
Is every Steelers. Game.
Yeah.
So it is every time. Yeah. Just real quick. I was looking at the rushing numbers. Chubb is almost having an identical season to Christian McCaffrey rushing. I know McCaffrey's like going bonkers on both sides.
Receiving.
He's got six less rushing yards than McCaffrey.
Who's after
Cook, then Derrick Henry, and then Jacobs.
Oh, Derrick Henry's after. Oh, I wouldn't think
surprised.
He'd be after.
Probably came
but
in
I mean,
one
like,
run.
He's leading the AFC.
Derrick Henry is awesome.
He's got 1,100 rushing yards, seven touchdowns. He's averaging 101 yards a game, and like he's having a really good year.
Yeah, and I think he'll continue.
And he'll probably lead the NFL in rushing by when it's all said and done because the defenses that they face.
He's going to run for 100 and a million yards.
So I didn't watch any of your game, Jordan. But like I keep seeing stuff on Twitter about you guys not rushing enough.
He has the most attempts out of anybody.
That's what I'm saying. He's got 222 attempts.
I don't know what that is. You know, maybe it's
like
just
casual fans that just like run
yeah,
the ball.
And
well, probably because he just does so good, but you can't. You know,
and it might just be the opportunity of like, why wouldn't you run right here? And then we decide to pass it. So it might just be when we decide to run him.
Situational play.
But obviously, he's getting his touches.
Do you get Njoku back?
That's what the word is that this week we'll get Njoku, which would help.
That would help a lot.
I totally forgot he was on our team until, hey, we might get him back. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot we had a good tight end.
Yeah, I think you guys have a good shot at winning out. Like, if you win out, are you guaranteed a spot in the playoffs?
No.
Okay, so you could win.
We need, and the Ravens are 14-0. Well, I mean, we'd be 10-6, but that wouldn't guarantee us. We right now need.
You don't control your own destiny.
No, because we shot ourselves in the foot at the beginning of the season. But
yeah,
I mean, I pretty much need a root against the Titans, Colts, pretty much all AFC South,
Jags.
No,
Jags I'm not worried
Jags,
about.
Yeah, Jags are 4-7.
Yeah, Ravens. Texans, Colts, and Titans.
Ravens are going to win the division.
Even
Ravens are
Buffalo
up 14
seems
right
to
now.
Buffalo's 8-3, so they seem to have it locked. But I could just
I mean
like
the ones
them.
The one wild card spot.
Yeah,
but yeah, and then the other one is Cleveland, Tennessee, Indianapolis.
Tennessee has a tough schedule, like the last five games.
Yeah,
Lamar right now is the 11th leading rusher in the NFL.
That's pretty crazy,
and he hasn't played this game yet.
But knowing the Titans, because they're like playing a hard schedule, they'll win 45-3. But yeah. Then they'll play, I don't know, the easy.
See,
team.
I was worried about this game. I thought Jacksonville's in real. I mean, they were 4-6 coming in. Tough defense, but
do you remember that first?
Yeah,
Jags game you guys played when Gardner first started.
But I'm telling you,
on Thursday night.
Oh, that was the worst game ever.
The offense just took a complete 180 after Mariota left, which is whatever.
Yeah. Tannehill's making plays.
Not only that, but he can throw the ball downfield. He can run.
He's got the best passer, he's got the best passer rating since he started. So this is
don't let him fool you too. Don't.
Is he the quarterback of the future?
No, no. Don't even do it.
So
I mean, I bet we'll give him like another year or two.
That'd be a shame.
But we'll probably draft a quarterback sometime.
Yeah. But yeah. So overall, it was a fun game to watch. It's always fun winning. I didn't watch too much of the fourth quarter, but
who do they have next week?
Steelers.
Okay, that's right.
Yep.
So
be interesting game. Yeah. So we'll
Duck
be
Devlin or whatever his name
old
is.
Old Ducky Hodges.
Yeah, Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
Tell you what, he's great. He sure lit us up.
So
you want to know what? It gives the Steelers a better chance of beating the Browns with him.
They haven't yet. But he'll probably start.
I think it would be in the best interest for everyone if Mason Rudolph starts.
Yes. Man.
To start.
Are
you the Browns player that said that?
What?
Sheldon Richardson,
yeah.
They were like, something about Mason Rudolph. He's like, I hope he plays next week. And they're like, what do you mean by that? He's like, you see him play? Yeah.
He's bad.
Yeah.
Did you see him last week? I was wrong. I fully admit I was wrong about Mason Rudolph.
Oh, yeah.
He's not that good, and he looks like, and, you know, I'm not defending what Myles Garrett did, but he has the face of someone who should be hit in the head with a helmet.
He looks like the biggest D-bag in the NFL.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud to the tailgaters hitting pinatas with helmets.
That's funny.
That was funny.
I'm surprised nobody that was taking videos around the circle got smoked in the head with that helmet because they're just...
Oh, they're going crazy.
Yeah. So, that does not seem like a very thought-through plan.
What's your guys' take on the race car being played?
I think.
Would you like my take?
Did he try and play in private?
Yeah,
it got leaked.
Yeah,
so I can respect that. Did it happen? If it happened, at least he didn't like come out immediately.
That's what.
And yeah,
because
I thought it was kind of if it happened.
His statement.
I mean, if it really happened, why didn't he say it right away though?
Because then
he
it
wanted
just,
to like keep it.
Myles Garrett
didn't want it to turn into
a whole
it
thing.
It got leaked or whatever.
Like Myles Garrett had came out with a statement saying like, "Hey, like I did not intend for this to get out." Like the only reason he made a statement was because it got leaked.
I just found it funny. You could if you watch ESPN or whatever, it just seems like the vibe was everyone likes Myles a lot better. than Mason, right? Like, no one wants to root for Mason Rudolph.
And it's really hard to back Miles.
Miles doesn't seem like a guy that would lie. You know, like, they were already just, like, giving him the benefit of the doubt.
There's a lot of that.
Like, and I don't think, and I would back it up. He doesn't seem like a person that would kind of just make it up in spite to try to back out of it.
Because even in his statement, he still said it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. I still hit him in the head with the helmet.
But it was just, I don't know.
My take is, I don't know if, like I said, I'm going to preface this, but I don't know if this is racist or not. But I don't care if he said it. He still hit Mason Rudolph in the head with a helmet.
Yeah.
Like, just because you drop that does not give you the right to beat someone over the head with a helmet.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever going to be... They want to be like, he said it, so now he only gets two games.
Well, no, but that's the thing. It's like
he's a racist.
And, like, there's so many things where you saw, like, literally, like, the next day after it happened, where I saw tweets where, like, either Myles Garrett is crazy or Mason Rudolph's pretty quick to drop, you know, the N-bomb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what...
I think it would be
it doesn't
awesome
matter. You
if
shouldn't
there was audio.
So my other conspiracy.
There's got to be.
There has. Okay. So one, Thomas has to be some sort of audio.
Yeah. The NFL is probably just.
And the NFL would.
Could be the worst thing ever.
Burn it.
Yeah.
And like their only defense was we don't have any audio and we just looked at video evidence.
Yeah.
Which is just sketchy. Like if they had audio and he didn't say it, they would say. We checked the audio. He didn't say it.
I just imagine Roger Goodell sitting.
like, oh my god!
I just imagine him sitting like in a leather chair, facing a fireplace, drinking like a nice aged scotch, and an intern comes in. Mr. Goodell, we have the audio. Burn it.
Yeah. He throws around the fire.
Burn the tape.
Maybe that's why Mason Rudolph got sat out because they found the auto and it's like, oh, he's got to be punished. He's like, take him out.
Yeah, he had to say something.
It always does.
But
bring
maybe
back.
Not like his teammates. Like said, he didn't. I mean,
yeah. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Myles Garrett
would have been like, yeah, we don't like him.
I mean, Myles Garrett said he didn't want
to
get leaked.
Defend him to a point.
Yeah, he did get one leaked, and I'm sure the Browns are going to defend Myles. Like, if we said that, then you know, whatever. But then obviously the Steelers are like, oh yeah, he didn't say that.
I don't think it was, you know, it's not justified for Myles hitting him on the helmet, but based off of Myles Garrett's statement, I think that there is more than a 90% chance he said something.
Yeah, I'm sure. We had to have. I mean, Myles, like, was done, then all of a sudden it flipped the switch and he's swinging a helmet at him.
Right.
Yeah. This is a side conversation, but it always does, whenever, like, there's a controversy of, like, is there audio or video, I always think about how crazy it is with the Ray Rice situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how we knew he punched a girl and they spent him like, what, six games or four?
Like, was it like four?
Four. And then they like saw the video and they're like, oh, you actually did punch her lights
like,
out.
Oh, like that's what a punch is.
Yeah. Oh, you did that. We just thought, you know, you hit her.
Like I shoved my sister once.
Yeah.
And then you see the video. And then remember after the video came out, they're like, if Roger Goodell saw this tape, he's done.
That's why it's just always like and video evidence of
Teflon.
Stuff
he's so Teflon.
Yeah.
Like Roger Goodell is untouchable.
Yeah. I hate him so much.
Even like the Joe Mixon, right? Like if there's just a report, a police report, like, hey, he punched a girl. He probably wouldn't be suspended a year.
Well, see, the but Joe Mixon video one like didn't really disturb me as much because...
The Joe Mixon one also makes me think of Myles Garrett because you're watching that video and you're like, I bet she said it right there.
Yeah. Because you can tell when she did it. Yeah.
Because he's starting to walk away and you see her say something and then pop.
Yeah.
Not justifying it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it, I can be like, that's where she said it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can pick it up.
But
I think Simpson was said. But whatever. He got smashed in the helmet.
Anything goes at a Waffle House.
Yeah. Exactly. At that point, it was like 2 a.m.
Other than that,
the cops show up like
Myles Garrett's appeal got denied, right? So he's done.
He's done.
Still done.
They think. So there's a report.
He's got to meet back before next season to see if he misses any more.
Well,
there's a report that the NFL is hoping that he will not.
Yeah, that they drop the indefinite.
Yeah.
And
just do this season. Then next season he's good to go.
I would expect him back.
So what's your thoughts, Jordan? Because like I said, I always call back to. I see all the stuff on Twitter, and I'm always curious to what you think because I feel like you're.
I think what Twitter thinks.
You're more of a rational Browns fan, but like. there are so many people who feel like, I can't believe he's got this many games when so-and-so did this and so-and-so did this. I'm like, yeah, well, he did this and this is what they did. Like, do you think it's the right amount or do you think it should have been less?
I think it's the right amount because originally, I mean, my first reaction was he's done for the year.
Yeah.
I think if it happened week two, he probably wouldn't be suspended all year.
No.
You know, I think in actuality, it'd be like 6 to 8 games.
Yeah.
And, you know, then just...
They just got kind of lucky
tack on the playoffs.
In week 10. Right.
Yeah.
And they're like, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, and also if they make the playoffs, they can't play the playoffs.
Yeah. So,
it's too bad. That was my... Man, he's a good player. That's,
yeah. Sucks. So, but to finish up the game, our defense did look good. We were out. So, yeah, this was the game. Ogunjobi was out. And Olivier Vernon was out. So we were down 3 defensive linemen. Chad Thomas, who's our second-year player who people kind of gave up on last year, is having a pretty good year at defensive end. And even, like, Denzel Ward is kind of picking back up. He's playing really well. Grady Williams is coming along.
So who's this Chad guy?
Chad Thomas. He was our
third. He had a bad rookie year.
Yeah, he, like, didn't play at all.
And he's doing good this year?
Yeah.
So you're saying you shouldn't give up on rookies after 1 year?
Yeah, have I given up on anybody?
Okay, no. I was just harking back on an argument me and David had last episode.
About who?
Any of our rookies.
David saying all his rookies were horrible.
We should give up on Drew Sample right now.
Yeah. No one's playing up to all pro standards. No,
well, and it's different.
They're not playing so pro Bowl standards.
We should give up on Ryan Finley right now.
Yep.
Chad Thomas, like, just didn't play for depth and whatever, and maybe he wasn't ready.
Right.
But if someone's playing and you can see they don't belong, then, I mean, don't give up.
I know. Right. I'm just saying sometimes it takes a little bit to adjust to professional sports.
Yeah. I mean, we gave up on
especially.
Yeah, we gave up on Austin Corbett pretty fast.
Yeah.
I mean, he barely played and we're like, this, I mean, just, some people just get it.
Other sports are kind of different. Like, I feel like basketball, from college to NBA, you can just jump right in and, I mean, not score
the elite triple-double
every game, but
both.
Yeah. And kind of the same way with baseball, too.
Any other Browns thoughts before we take another break?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. They play the Steelers next week, and they continue... They have a shot.
If you had to say right now, if you were going to place a bet, do they make the playoffs?
Ooh. Yes. I say yes.
If they make it, huh?
Yep.
See, I like
and,
that.
And even so...
Fan bias, I believe it.
I'll
if
say
you
yes.
make it, that'll be cool.
In my feeling, I've always thought that. I always thought this year was going to be more rocky than what we thought.
But also, you got to think, like...
It just also seems like a very...
Your
Baker Mayfield thing to do when everyone was crapping on you in week 8 or 9, and then he just somehow he's going to get the last laugh.
For me, if I was a Browns fan, I would just be waiting for the other shoe to drop because I'm like, there's no way this much talent can't.
We're out of shoes, man.
Yeah.
But I also think if we don't make the playoffs, I think this, let's say we're at worst probably 8-8. It's, I guess you can consider it a failure, but I feel like we would take away
good things,
some good things, and that next year we might be, because we're still like a young team, with a young coach, and I would still feel good going to next year with this team. I think. I don't know. What do I know?
Freddie Kitchen as your quarterback or coach.
I hope he'll be that coach next year.
Well, I mean, you have a good defense. You have one of the best receivers in the league. And
I mean, if we get another coach, unless, like, for some reason there's an all-star coach, like, I don't want Baker to have his third head coach in 3 years.
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's like Alex Smith or, like, Marcus Mariota stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, good. They'll take on the Mason Rudolph, maybe.
I hope.
No.
Yeah. The NFL will be like, we're going to release the tape if you don't.
Yeah. The NFL's like, you're not doing that.
When we come back, we will talk about the Titans and their victory yesterday. And then, Jordan, what do we have tonight?
Facts and fiction.
Fact or fiction. So we'll get into that in just a few. We'll be right back.
Gore's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Gore's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Gore's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. The Fort Recovery Parent Teacher Organization presents their annual Breakfast with Santa. It's going to be at the middle school auditoria on Sunday, December 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The cost is just $4, and each child gets a drink and a donut, and they'll have crafts, games, and prizes, and a visit with Santa, so be sure to take your camera to take pictures of your kids with Santa. And the kids can shop at their own special Christmas shop, where everything is only a dollar, and it's kids-only shopping. Mark your calendar for Breakfast with Santa on Sunday, December 1st, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the middle school auditorium.
The Hastings Auto Sales Hotline, 937-310-2781. The Titans played the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday.
Jacksonville Jaguars, yep.
Derrick Henry continues to prove Jordan wrong.
I think he listens to the show.
He definitely knows that he has a hater in Jordan Sauger.
And so, I mean, I guess I can admit I'm wrong in the sense that he is good.
Yeah.
I don't think that was my argument. I think I'm just someone who will never draft him in fantasy.
Why?
Because he screwed me over. He's just a player who's... I drafted
okay, so
him,
you
he
have
screwed
bad
me
memories
over.
With
yeah.
You.
I just don't... Yeah.
Like I should have done with Le'Veon Bell last year.
Sounds like backtracking.
But then I signed up for a second year.
It does.
I can back... I mean, it's not backtracking. It's admitting I'm wrong.
Flip-floppery. What are you, a politician over here? Running for president?
Welcome but, back.
Hey.
He seems
bathroom,
to
bathroom break.
He's more
maybe it's just last yeah. Last year. Yes, he started off horrible, but then like
but ever the since second, the Jacksonville game,
even the year before,
half,
the second. Well, this, he was still splitting carries with.
Still, I don't like him.
His first 2 years, he really wasn't even the starting quarterback. It wasn't until his third year that
he's not quarterback
or not quarterback, a running back. It was his third year where they actually gave him the starting job, I think.
Yeah, Jordan.
So, which was last year. And I will admit, last year, everybody thought he was going to go off. And no, he didn't until week 10 or something like that. I don't know.
So, is his contract up soon?
Yeah, this is last year. He's fighting for a contract.
Oh, my gosh.
He going to get paid. And since we're not re-signing Mariota, we're probably going to pay.
The running backs are like $9 million a year anyway.
Yeah. So we're probably going to get him a contract.
That's true.
So, no, yeah, we played Jacksonville.
What was the game? Like, did the game just go?
And, well.
Derrick Henry ran over him?
No. The first half, it was just back and forth, like driving down the field just a little bit, but not getting in field goal range, then punting it or whatever. So it was 0-0 in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Second half was when early we drove down the field and Tannehill ran it in for like a, I want to say like 20 yard for a touchdown. And that was our first score. And we still had to fight, like, you know, down the field. It wasn't just easy or whatever. And it really wasn't until the third quarter. We scored 28 points in the third quarter.
So did I make a mistake trading for Corey Davis? I think I know the answer already.
Just because AJ Brown had
a big game, didn't he?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, that could be Corey Davis for next week.
Yeah.
AJ Brown had a 100-yard game the first game against the Browns. Then he went kind of like, oh, he's a rookie. Then he had a really good game against the Falcons when he went for like 98 yards receiving, when two touchdowns. Then after that, he's just been like, maybe like two or four catches for like 70 yards or like 40 some yards. And there's some where he only had like 2 yards or like 5 yards or 7 yards. And then this was the game that he came back after the bye. So the thing is,
AJ Brown is the guy.
He might be, like, I think in the future he probably will be, but the consistency level this year is, it's not there. So, I mean, like, he'll be playing, but who's to say Corey Davis might have, you know, the 100.
I think you're going to see more of that out of A.J. Brown, though, than Corey Davis. I think Corey Davis is just...
Well, it's because a lot of the yards that A.J. Brown gets is that they just do a little slant, then, like, the yards after the catch is ridiculous with him, because
he's massive.
Yeah, and I think he's sneaky faster than what I think a lot of defenders think he is, so they give him a little bit more room than they should, then I don't know.
He looks like the big... I don't know why. I thought he was small or something when he came out, and then I saw a picture of him, or I watched his first game. He's huge.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that big.
I didn't think he was that big, but he got overshadowed by DK Metcalf all the time. So, I mean, you had a 6'4 guy that was, you know, taller and bigger than him. So, I mean, I think he's still 6'1 or 6 foot or something, but he's still pretty, solid.
So what is the outlook? Are you going to have to win out to make it in?
Technically, we still have a shot to win our division.
That's right. Because who's leading Texans?
We have to play the Texans twice yet still.
Okay.
So
your best shot would be to win the division.
Yeah.
Instead of the wild card.
Yeah. But, I mean,
But you have a chance.
I mean, obviously, if we win out, I'm going to say we're going to be in the wild card spot.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, the Colts are ahead of us. The Raiders are tied with us right now, but we also play the Raiders. So if we beat them, that knocks them out. And
did you play the Colts already both times?
We played Colts once. We played Colts this week. So
you need to win this.
This is a big division win and to stay in the hunt. I think that's all the teams that are tied. Then, like I said, the Browns are coming up behind us. But if we have the same record, we beat them out because we beat them
head-to-head.
Yeah, head-to-head. So
that's going to be a big game that first week.
I know. That's the thing. I think the Browns will do what they need to.
But it might not fall in their place.
It's not up to us.
I mean, if I was to put money, I would put money on the Browns probably to make it over the Titans, because, like I said, we got the Colts this week, Raiders, Texans, New Orleans, then Texans.
Ooh. Yeah, that's tough to run that too.
Now, but what I like is hopefully New Orleans got a playoff spot. But then again, we beat the Chiefs, so.
Are the Saints sitting, like, pretty where they're at?
After this win, what, they got 10 wins or not? Or 9?
Yeah.
Or 8?
They're 9-2, I think.
9-2?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're either 9-2 or 8 or 3 or something like that. I don't know.
I think they're 9.
They're 9-2.
Yeah, 9-2. So, I mean, they're leading their division probably pretty good.
Yes.
Because the only team behind them would have been the
5-6 Carolina.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, they'll have, like, their division won, so by that time, I'd say. So, hopefully, they play a little easy, or, I don't know, whoever. Don't matter. I have confidence after seeing this win. Like, I thought it was just going to be a last-second field goal or, like, a three-point win or, you know, maybe a touchdown late in the game to make us win, you know, get us the victory, whatever. But seeing 42-20 show out by us, it's got my hopes up. But like I said, we are going to be in Indianapolis this Sunday, a must-win game for both to stay in the wild card hunt and or to have a chance to win our division. So I thought about it.
Yeah, you should go.
But
it's close.
Yeah, I don't want to show up and give him any bad juju. I'm super.
I've seen
like
two of the worst games of my life at that stadium.
Yeah, and I hate the Colts.
In the same season.
I hate the Colts fans. So I don't really want to sit with them. So
yeah. So we got two teams here. We got the Titans and the Browns who can win out and maybe make the playoffs. And we got the Bengals.
So I got a quick question. When we're talking about the playoffs, like winning your division does not automatically give you into the playoffs.
No.
But does it give you priority?
Winning your division does. Oh, you mean you're
like,
because
we were talking about the Browns, right? Like if they only won the
division. Going undefeated in your division doesn't get you in, but winning your division
does. Yeah. Okay, because I'm just looking at the NFC right now, and Dallas is going to win their division probably. They're 6-5, and they're the fourth seed.
Yeah.
And you got Seattle and Minnesota. Seattle 9-2, and Minnesota 8-3, who is behind 6-5.
Yeah.
Dallas, which is stupid.
Yeah, because they're wild cards.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dallas will win their division, unless the Eagles turn it on.
Yeah. Which they
won't. That was a bad showing by them against the Seahawks.
Yeah. And we were talking about that at your house. It's like,
is Carson Wentz good?
I don't know if I'm going to pay Jordan up on the bet yet. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Jameis Winston is just going to keep slinging it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
Baker was throwing a lot of picks.
No.
Jameis has 22 interceptions.
Jameis Winston averages two interceptions a game.
How many touchdowns?
20. So, I mean, a lot, but.
That's gotta be like
that's what I have to go through on my fantasy team every time I look at
he's
the first
be
time
a
I look
season leader
like
he
is, 1 o'clock games start they happen whatever then I don't you know I let him go for a little bit then I look at my fantasy then I see Jameis Winston two interceptions not bad
how many years do you think it takes Aaron Rodgers to throw 22 interceptions
oh my god
now
like 5 years probably
that I would put the over on 5 years almost.
Yeah,
look it up here.
But either way, I'm just saying, like, because we were talking about, like, maybe teams have started to figure out Goff, and maybe Wentz just won't be the same after the injury, because neither one of them looked that great right now.
No. Mm-mm. Goff looks like I'm supposed to throw it here, so I'm throwing it there, and it's not working.
Like he's looking at Sean, like, this one? You want me, this guy?
Yeah. look at a lot of the quarterbacks that looked worse than what they did after the injury. Like, Derek Carr had that amazing season.
And maybe next year he'll come back all the way.
I mean, I'm not saying he might not get back to that form again, but it takes like a couple years before they can get back to where they were at.
Not everyone can be like Adrian Peterson after his
20s. Yeah.
What's the Rams record this year?
The Rams
6-4.
Are
so they're going to be 6-4 5 after tonight. They're not that great.
No.
Who's leading that division? Seattle?
Yeah.
49ers in Seattle are the top two.
Rams are going to make the playoffs for sure.
That's good. That's a top-heavy division, man.
Yeah, it is.
10-1 and 9-2. That's pretty good. That's like what the AFC North used to be like.
That's kind of crazy the Rams won't make the playoffs for sure. Anyway, did you ever find that, Jordan?
Yeah, so it took him until 2015. So he had two interceptions this year. He had two interceptions last year.
Wow.
Then he had six interceptions and seven, so he's at 17. And then in 2015, he had eight,
Didn't he just throw like one last year?
He had two last year.
Two last year, and like Jameis Winston does that in like a quarter.
Oh yeah, not half a quarter. Like two offensive drives.
He has 2 years, but the last time he threw double digit interceptions in a year was 2010.
How does he throw so many picks?
He doesn't care.
He's a gunslinger, man.
And you know
James Winston?
Yeah.
Because a lot of them is just bad throws.
They're fun to watch, though, this year.
I'm just looking at the playoff standings right now, and I'm kind of excited because, like, I'm a huge, huge Lamar Jackson fan and a huge Josh Allen supporter.
You know, yeah, and I am too now this year.
The Bills are 8-3, man.
Yeah. Josh Allen has done well for my fantasy team. And I'm also...
Looks good in shorts.
I'm just excited for playoff football, even though the Bengals aren't in it, of course. Just because, like, it's fun to watch. Yeah, playoff wild card weekend's awesome.
Gambling and
wild card weekend is always
watching
great.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, shut all the haters down when they play each other in the AFC Championship.
Yeah,
Tom Brady's done.
Hey, there ain't no way the Bills make it to the AFC Championship.
But if you look at the top five teams right here in the playoffs, it's a changing of the guard, except for stupid Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen. And Tom Brady's like, I'm not going anywhere yet.
He hasn't looked great recently. Have you read my cookbook? But he's still good. Jordan, let's go to our next segment.
I thought I was going to talk about Josh Allen for a little bit more. But
what else you got?
Nothing.
So, all right. So, let's do fact or fiction. I thought of this randomly. I've never seen it done before.
Okay. It seems like a new idea.
Yeah. I don't know what. Let me pull it up. Okay. So, I'm pretty much going to say a statement. Mm. And you have to tell me if it's fact or fiction.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I get it.
Have you guys ever... Yeah.
Is this similar to overrated, underrated?
No.
Because it's true or false.
I wasn't sure how we were going to do it, but after you said that, I kind of think I got... I think I get the gist.
All right. Fact or fiction, Mitchell Trubisky is the worst first-round QB since Johnny Manziel.
Ooh, I'm going to say fact.
Was he the number since one
Johnny,
overall?
Since Johnny Manziel?
Garrett was one, and then it was...
The only reason that makes it look even worse is because Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson are in that draft class. And they traded up.
Yeah, they gave a lot.
I remember standing next to Matt Braun being really upset because he's like, Myles Garrett better be great.
Yeah, I think it's true.
Fact.
Or fact.
Yeah.
About Blake, I guess... Was Manziel drafted after Blake Bortles, or was it the same draft? I mean, the same draft.
Blake Bortles was before.
Trubisky might be worse than Bortles, though.
When was Johnny Manziel drafted?
2012?
I would say Blake Bortles was like 11.
I know Blake Bortles was the number three pick. Yeah. It might have been the same draft class.
It was the year we traded out of Sammy Watkins.
Bortles was definitely before Trubisky.
I thought he was in the NFL like for 1 year before.
So Trubisky. Johnny Manziel.
No, before Manziel.
That's possible.
Oh, Manziel.
But I could be wrong.
I still say fact.
Yeah,
I'd say fact, yeah.
Even like Josh Rosen and stuff.
Because I'm not going to
2014 draft.
I'm not going to judge Josh Rosen yet.
Josh Rosen, yeah.
That's Blake Bortles, and that was the year we drafted Johnny Manziel.
Okay, so the same year. Yeah. All right.
So, all right. So we're saying fact.
Yeah, he's bad.
Fact or fiction? Scott Rolen is not a Hall of Famer.
Is that funny?
He did that for Garmin.
Oh.
You remember that we had that discussion after we got done, we were having drinks after sales? The only reason I ever said that was because whenever I'm watching the games, they always say future Hall of Famer, Scott Rolen.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
So, how was it phrased?
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to guess. You have to say fact or fiction.
Can I answer? I think Scott Rolen's a Hall of Famer.
You said Scott Rolen will not be, so I say it's fiction.
Yeah, Scott Rolen is not a Hall of Famer.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I think we were kind of arguing about players on the board.
He is one of those guys.
They were actually talking about this on the Levitard show. There's a guy on baseballreference.com, and he has metrics like this algorithm. It's called HOFM, like a Hall of Fame
metric.
Well, WAR is kind of the same thing,
and it's basically if your HOFM is 100, you're Hall of Fame worthy or likely, and if you're under that, then you're
fringe.
Yeah, then you're fringe. So guess what Scott Rolen is at?
98
on the fringe.
99. Yeah, he's right on that
right
fringe.
There.
So I think that was a good place to at least start a conversation of Hall of Fame border players.
We had a good conversation on that. We had a lot of
We talked about a lot of guys because I want really badly like Brandon Phillips would be cool.
Yeah,
but I think he's a Reds Hall of Famer. I don't think he's a Hall.
Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer.
I would say though that I could, maybe this is ridiculous because I haven't been around that long, but he's got to be one of like a generational talent, like defensively second baseman.
Phillips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's got like 800 gold gloves.
Yeah, he was good.
800, yeah, right.
Oh my God.
All right. Fact or fiction, children of identical twins are genetically siblings, not cousins.
What?
What?
Children of identical twins.
Okay, so
So, like, if you had... So, if me and Philly are twins, our kids would be siblings.
Genetically siblings, not cousins.
Fiction? I'm going to say fact because it feels like a trick question.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm going to say fiction because that's stupid.
Yeah, it's fiction.
Yeah, it's fiction.
It is, well, fact. So legally, they'd be cousins.
Yeah.
Genetically, their, what do you want to call it, DNA would be 25% match instead of 12%. Yeah. And I think 12 or 25% is the legal.
Legal.
Or not even legal.
Do we have any real world examples of that, people we know?
Twins that have kids.
Yeah.
So
identical twins that have kids.
Yeah. Identical twins that have kids. Their kids would be siblings.
Wait, does it have to be identical? Can't just be twins?
Identical twins.
Okay.
Identical twins.
Because their DNA has to be same. So identical twins, their DNA is the same.
So the twins that were in Leanne's grade, what's her name?
The Womans.
Yeah. Their kids.
Their kids.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. I learned something today.
All right. Fact or fiction, the Bengals have a clear direction / plan for a rebuild.
I was just scrolling through Twitter and I saw an article that was titled "The Bengals Going Back to Dalton Shows They Don't Have a Plan for the Future."
Yeah, I don't think they do.
I think they do. The second they draft their number one pick, they're headed in a different direction.
The future, yes, they have a plan, but like this, the near future, they're just throwing whoever in there just to finish off the season.
Yeah, they got a plan.
I think a lot of factors happened, and it looks like they don't. I mean, I feel like
the reason why they're switching back, they just want to show the fans that they're like, oh, we're going to try to win, you know.
I mean,
we're trying to find the best person. And I was like,
because it's a combination of things. Like, we weren't going to be good even if we were completely healthy, and we are just riddled with injuries, and we're bad. So it doubled down on how horrible we look.
Yeah.
So I think there's a direction.
Mm-hmm. Fact or fiction, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Fact.
Fact.
All right. Okay.
He might have killed himself, but he did it under the direction of someone standing there watching him saying, you better do this.
He didn't kill himself.
No, he didn't kill himself.
He killed himself by getting arrested.
Yeah.
That was when he was dead.
Yeah. So someone did it to him.
Well,
he didn't do it.
You heard about the coroner guy.
Mm.
He's a coroner he's been doing it for 50 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've seen more hangings than I can count. And he's like, these injuries are not
hanging injuries.
Are not in coordinates with a suicide.
Yeah.
And then now that guy's dead, so who knows? I don't know.
I
think he's going to start something, dude.
It wouldn't be surprising if he was.
Fact or fiction, there are only two escalators in the state of Wyoming.
Oh, man, that feels like a trick question.
That's true. I heard that.
Yeah. I feel it's fact.
There's only two escalators. It's pretty flat.
Where was that on? That was on Levitard.
Yeah.
That was one of Stu Gatz's intros where he does the and finally.
Yeah.
There's only.
Wyoming has only two escalators. Yeah, that seems unreal, by the way.
Yeah.
So
they don't have one shopping mall?
No. I have no idea.
If you have one shopping mall, you have six escalators.
Not if it's flat.
Stories.
you gotta think. Yeah, that's probably the home of the strip mall.
It could be elevators too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
It's true. All stairs.
A lot of ranches out there. Yeah. You know who would know? Josh Allen would know.
He would know. How he's slinging touchdowns.
Hollywood.
And running, also adding to my fantasy counter.
And being better than Bigger Man, probably.
Fact or fiction. The Titans are to the NFL as what the Grizzlies are to the NBA.
No.
Fiction.
Fiction. Because the Grizzlies have been horrible.
What do they call the Grizzlies? The Grindhouse or something?
Mm-hmm.
When Tony Allen used to play there,
they've been very bad the past couple
of
years.
If you said the Detroit Lions, that's more like it.
Well, no, because first of all,
I feel like only 4 years ago, the Memphis Grizzlies were good.
No, well, no, it was when we were in college. When Kevin Durant
that's 4 years ago.
When Kevin Durant was on OKC, that's when they were good. They haven't made the playoffs in a handful of years, and the Titans, all they do is go 9-7 and make the playoffs.
Jeez, Jordan.
No.
Who would be a better example? Probably
Pacers.
NBA team Toronto.
Toronto's good.
I mean, I guess they won last year.
But
that's
weird. It'd be like...
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah.
Like right now, it'd be like the Bulls or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, Bulls are terrible every year.
I don't know. I don't watch enough NBA.
Blazers?
It'd be the Blazers.
The Heat, maybe.
Blazers would be good. Heat would be good, too.
Did you guys see the Heat new unis today?
Yeah.
Those are fire, dude.
Dude, they've been rocking those Vice jerseys for like three seasons.
Yeah, but it was like a different color.
It was a different color.
I bet I could...
Revamped it.
These sky blue ones are new. Vice Knights or something it's called. Or Vice something.
Yeah, the Miami Vice jerseys.
Yeah, it's an alternate Vice jersey. Anyway, continue.
I only have one more. We kind of already talked about it.
But sounds good.
Is that like go for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Fact or fiction, Chase Young should win the Heisman Trophy.
Fiction.
Fiction.
Didn't play full season.
You should.
It's not his fault, but...
Yeah. But...
Who cares? I say fact.
The thing is, Joe Burrow.
He's not a quarterback, and...
But do you think... Okay, history says it's going to be and should be, but who's the most, like, dominant?
Chase Young. But Joe Burrow's very dominant, too. I mean, his numbers are like unlike any college quarterback in the last 10 years.
I will retract my statement on the Vice jerseys, but they are basically exactly the same as the pink and the black ones, except
yeah, but they're pretty cool, right?
No, the Vice jerseys are the best jerseys in the NBA by far.
Those are sweet. The blue ones.
The blue ones are.
Yeah, I think Chase Young is really good, and I just don't think he'll ever win a Heisman.
Then who will? Will anybody?
Well,
It's only going to be a quarterback because that's what they all care about.
That's just the dumbest thing.
It is the dumbest thing.
Who was the last defensive player to win it? Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
But he played offense too, and he returned kicks.
Yeah, so
you got to have like some offensive flair to win a Heisman.
I mean, my whole thing.
Desmond Howard?
I just read, like, I was just reading an article about how in today's, like, obviously in today's NFL or
Eric Crouch?
College football, but
multi-purpose quarterback.
The quarterback does, like, the quarterback's.
Right? Eric Crouch.
I just pay attention to him more.
Sorry, I'm interrupting.
No, that's not.
Eric Crouch is one of those college players I completely forgot about, but he was huge back in the day. Yes. Is that Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Yeah. Wow.
It's always going to be a quarterback that's going to win it.
Yeah, quarterback, running back, wide receiver.
No, running back and wide receivers are pretty much irrelevant, too. It's just going to be a quarterback. It ain't going to be a receiver because it's going to go towards the quarterback. Say a receiver has 2,500 yards receiving. Yeah. Well, that's 2,500 yards. So freaking
Keyshawn,
did he win it?
I don't think.
No. Well, Derrick Henry was the last running back, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mark Ingram.
Derrick Henry just...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of running backs.
Oh.
But I can't think of a wide receiver.
There's four. So Google told me four. Desmond Howard.
Yeah.
Eric Crouch. I guess they count Eric Crouch as a receiver. Johnny Rogers.
Wow.
And Howard Twilly.
So you have to be a running back or a quarterback.
Basically. It's because those guys have more, what seems like more of an impact on the game.
They have the ball more than anybody else.
Right. Oh, wait. Yeah. This is Tim Brown.
Tim Brown's on there.
Brown and Desmond Howard.
You want to know who else has an impact on a game? A guy that has 16.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't disagree because, like, without Chase Young, I don't know. That Penn State game is closer than what it is.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like, you know, we're watching the quarterback or the running back, they're doing a lot more.
And if Ohio State doesn't turn it over.
Like, Chase Young can't do a game-winning drive down the field. Mm-hmm. But he can have he can have a game-altering play.
Yeah. Well, he'd had a couple, yeah.
He had several of them. Like, he almost single-handedly kept Penn State from crossing the 50-yard line, like, three possessions in a row.
As soon as Penn State's quarterback went out, I was like, even with their first quarterback, Ohio State's defense wasn't going to let him
score. The second string almost did better.
Yeah.
That was because they didn't know what he was going to do.
Yeah. So.
After two drives of that, then they pretty much shut him down after that.
I have to agree. So we'll see. We got who are all teams play this week? We got Bengals play the Jets.
Yep.
Browns play the Steelers.
Titans.
Titans play the Colts. All Sunday games? When do Saturday games start?
Thanksgiving games.
Oh, yeah. Who are the Thanksgiving games?
I don't know.
Saturdays don't Bills start play. Until after the Bills, all the conference championship games are done.
Bears, Lions play at 12:30. Bills, Cowboys play at 4:30. And Saints, Falcons play at 8:20. That would be nicer if that was a better game.
Yeah.
But who knows? Saints got beat by Atlanta last time, so.
Yeah, but they're going to.
There's three games, right?
Yeah.
I am noon, 4, and 8.
stoked on those. On the
Who's Eagles. Better, Michael Thomas or DeAndre Hopkins?
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas.
DeAndre Hopkins.
I mean, not just because DeAndre Hopkins is having a bad year this year, but like Michael Thomas is going. He's probably going to break the single season catch.
You guys can tell me I'm an idiot. And I might be. I don't really know.
You're an idiot.
Maybe you guys will know. I feel like I would rather have Hopkins on a deep ball. And Thomas do more intermediate than Hopkins does?
He does
deep balls. So I don't know.
So but here's the thing.
In my mind, I'm like, I picture Thomas as like.
I don't think he's like a jump ball guy.
No.
He'll do deep routes.
I picture Thomas more as like a possession guy and Hopkins more as a big play guy.
Well, so here's the thing. That the reason why this would be the deciding factor for me in trying to put Ohio State bias out of it, but he's got a shot to break the reception record, right? So he's getting a ton of looks.
Which I see is more like intermediate, small. Like,
but he's not, but what I'm saying, if you look at like his yards per catch, like it's still pretty good. What I'm saying is he's getting he's not like a Jarvis Landry when he was with Miami, but he's getting a ton of targets, and his catch percentage is, like, out of this world.
His catch percentage the last game was 91%.
And he doesn't drop
10 receptions.
He doesn't drop anything. Like, it's
he had 10 receptions.
Does he have a drop this year?
I don't know. But, I thought last year he might have broke the NFL record for targets and whatever targets
that was. Catch percentage that was just was. The game against Carolina. His catch percentage was 91%.
For the season,
I have no idea.
Meaning you got 14 targets and you got 13.
Well, it depends if the ball hits your hands or not. I mean, if just because the ball is passed towards you and it's incomplete, I mean, if it's uncatchable, it's uncatchable. But, like, if it hits your hands, then it's kind of blamed on you or whatever.
See, for me, that is what I would make, like, kind of, like, as a deciding factor because that he just catches everything.
Because a lot of guys get, like, 6 targets and they catch 3.
Right.
And, yeah, he's just that good. Oh, well.
Yeah, he's good.
I was really hoping the Bengals would have drafted him.
There's a lot of I think all 3 of our teams had a chance to get him.
Yeah. Did you find anything, Jordan?
ESPN isn't reporting on drops.
Gotcha.
So I don't know.
But it's probably not many.
No. He has a lot of... He has yet to break 10 touchdowns in a season. So he's at 9. Oh, wait, no. He's at 6 right now. So...
I think I'd probably take Thomas, too. If I was, like, in a fantasy draft, I'd take Thomas before.
Not a lot of touchdowns, but he's guaranteed probably, like...
20 targets a game.
Well, that and, like, 100 yards receiving, like, no doubt.
Yeah. And probably a tutty. A
couple tutties.
Anything else tonight, Jordan? Producer Jordan?
That's all I got.
Hey, play us on out, boy. The Browns will continue to battle towards the playoffs.
Yeah.
1 o'clock Sunday game?
1 o'clock.
I think
we got flexed out. I believe this is the game we got flexed out.
No. It should have been a primetime game.
But then they flexed in the Raiders and somebody else. No, I think the Chiefs suck.
Raiders, Chiefs. Yeah. The Bengals will continue their tankathon on their road to Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert.
Chase Young.
Or Chase Young.
So many options at once.
And the Titans will battle the Colts. That'll be a good game, too. A lot of good football to watch. Will we be here next Monday night? Yes, we will. It's not a holiday. Thanksgiving is this Thursday.
Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Everybody enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time with your family. And we'll see y'all
eat a lot of turkey
next week. Later.